Giant FM Real Radio, you're listening to A Trip with Penny Lane, and very excited. Coming up this weekend, you don't want to miss it on Saturday, and that is Arts in the Park. That's going to be fun for the entire family. All day events from 9 in the morning until 2 p.m. And with me from Arts in the Park, we have Al Stone, Dawn Adams, Janet Wallace, and Chris Cox. Welcome. Hi, guys.
Thanks. Good afternoon.
It's nice to have you here. So I know you guys work hard on this all year round to make this very special day, which will be July the 20th at the Blue River Memorial Park, 725 Lee Boulevard, for those like, I think everybody knows that, but just in case, you know, we'll just throw that out there in case, you know, somebody would like to come. And, well, tell us what's happening this year at Arts in the Park.
Chris, take it over.
Chris.
We have some new things going on this year, and we have some of our favorite old events that are returning also. Carson Deersing is going to be back playing the harmonica for us. It's been a few years since he was there. And he is also going to be giving harmonica lessons around the time that he is performing. And we do have harmonicas for people, too. So if you'd like to learn how to play a harmonica, you can come and learn a few things and then walk away with your own harmonica. This year, another exciting thing we're doing is we're having a chalk art contest. Amber Hudson has been there before drawing for us, but this year we're actually going to mark out some spots for families. Then families can work together and draw whatever kind of chalk art they would like to
do. That's awesome.
And then there are some prizes for that also. We also have returning Sweet Pea Parties. They do balloon art and face painting. We have Heidi Shackelford coming back with her marionette show again. We have Hopkins and Miller who are coming to perform also. So if you've been there in the past, you can come back and hear that great entertainment or listen to something new also.
And let's see, you have a youth theater action team? What's
that? Oh, yes,
that's
right. Shelby County Players has a division called Youth Theater Action Team, and this is young people who actually earlier this summer had written their own musical play and then performed it. And so we're going to have some of the people who are involved with that. They're performing their dances, and then they'll be around, too, to teach a few dance steps to people if they'd like to learn that.
Well, Chris, sounds like a lot of activities going on. How much does this cost?
It is free.
No way.
Every activity is free. It costs nothing except a smile. Everybody who comes must pay with a smile and having some fun.
That's wonderful that you're able to do all that for free, and you must have some great sponsors with that also.
Yes, well, actually we have a large around 36 sponsors of some type. I will name some here if my phone here gets going. But I know Beatty Construction was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And
Blue River Bouncers.
Blue River Bouncers. And also,
Poet.
Yeah, that's the one I was trying to think of. You're doing such a good job. Take it over.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember. CGS.
Greenleaf.
You know, the phones just never work when you want them to.
Here we go.
Some are here.
J.R. Wortman.
Tourism Grant, yeah, VIP Tools, Shelby Material.
Clearview Christmas Tree Farm.
Yeah, that's
Steel,
nice.
Steel, Duke Electric.
Core Vision Financial Group.
American uh-huh. Water.
Indiana Grand Racing Casino. And Nepin Steel.
Mike Stevenson.
Shelby County Tourism. Shelby Materials. Jim Shelby.
Uh-huh.
And VIP Tooling.
Bellasinos.
Wortman. And Becky Bishop.
Indiana Grand.
Now, some of these, what we're naming now, are those who are contributing time or products to help to sponsor
this. And there's so many of them. And that's
Blue River
awesome.
Printing is one. Mm-hmm. Cabin Barn with Wayne Campbell. Cazarts Florist. Joel. What's Joel's last name?
Joel DeLashmit.
Notice how
He's
I handed
maker,
that over.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he'll be doing the flutes that people will be making.
Oh, cool.
I did that the first year, and I still have it.
And you're doing, I've seen the Spanish tissue flowers again this year. Those are always really neat.
Yeah, and also we still got Echo Effect,
uh-huh.
Girls Inc., Mark Concrete, Midwest Eye Care, and also we're going to have the origami again. Rupert's Kids, they are helping to put up and take down. Shelby Arts Alliance, Shelby County Athletic Club, Shelby County Public Library, and Angel Wagger.
Yeager.
And what is she doing?
She does a drum circle, Indian drum circle. Oh, yeah. So she'll be doing that as well.
So those are all of our sponsors, Penny.
That is a lot. Yes. There's a lot of great people out there supporting this great event happening this weekend.
You should see this kite. Do you see this kite?
I do see the kite.
And describe it to me.
It is beautiful. It's a monarch butterfly. It has a little bit of a green background with pink flowers around it.
And what is it about?
Well, it's about making the kites at Arts in the Park.
Well, how do you get the kite?
Well, you come out and you do it, right?
You notice how I turn the tables.
Each kite is a blank canvas, too, so you get to choose what you want to do.
Fly, exactly.
I want to see you guys fly in the kites, too, though. You know, that's the hard part.
No, this one goes up real easy. Chris had it at the farmer's market.
Did you? Was it easy to fly?
Yes, it was. It was. If we have a little breeze out there, and we're actually going to have some fans out there to keep people cool, too. So maybe with the fans blowing, we'll be able to fly the kites.
That's such a fun thing to do, and you can make your own kite, and it's like a double experience for the kids.
Plus, we have the splash pad out there, too, so they can take advantage
of that. Oh, my gosh. That's really nice. That's really nice. Well, and you know, Dawn's butterfly looks amazing.
Thank you.
I wish I could do something. Mine wouldn't look quite so well.
Out and make one, and I'll help you do it.
All right.
And don't forget, there are lots of activities for kids out here to do, but there are also some activities for adults to participate in. Adults can participate in any of these things that they would like to do, too. So something for everybody.
Yeah, I still have my Spanish tissue flower in my office from, like, years ago.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm not sure I did it, but, you know, I've got it up there. But there's all kinds of things, too. Balloon art. Now, the 4-H projects, I see some of those are going to be there. Oh, you're making a face, Chris.
Well, unfortunately, fortunately, I guess, the lady who was the head of the 4-H project thing had a baby recently, so she's been off, and things just didn't get coordinated for the 4-H to come this year. So they were very apologetic, but they will not be able to be there.
But Girls Inc. will be there?
Yes, Girls Inc. will be there, yes.
And they're going to do crafts?
Yes.
It's a lot of fun.
There's going to be scrapbooking there, too, which is not on the list.
Yes. And we have drawing, painting, puppet making, making butterflies besides the big kites that fly that you do it. We're going to have some little paper butterflies to make also.
And we're going to bounce houses cotton candy and snow cones.
The cotton candy and the snow cones and the popcorn is actually being made by Rocksteady Boxing volunteers. And all that does cost something.
Okay, I was going to say that's probably
but that
a little bit
the money goes to Rocksteady Boxing. That's the only thing I think is going to pay.
Great cause. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. That sounds like a lot of fun. Where can we check this out online?
There's a good question.
Facebook page.
There is two websites available to you. One is Shelby County artsinthepark.com. Mm-hmm. I think that's our most recent one. Deb Tracy just actually created that and updated that.
Wonderful.
So you should go there for our latest.
Mm-hmm. All right. And that's this Saturday from 9 till 2. Mm-hmm. Anything else you'd like to share?
Also, we have Facebook, too.
And Facebook.
Mm-hmm. I just like to share that this is really a neat event because it is free for the kids. I know my daughter lives in Fort Wayne, and she says every time she goes to any kind of event like this, it would cost like $20 a person. And you know, we're able to get wonderful sponsors to cover this event so that we don't have to charge. So Shelby County is an awesome place to live.
That is true.
It is.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful that there are so many individuals and companies who are supporting the arts. People realize that arts are so very important, and it's worth the time and effort that you put into it.
Wonderful. Well, thank you all, Chris, Janet, Dawn, and Al, for everything that you've been doing throughout the year, and also to Debbie, Tracy. Thank you guys all for what you do, and everybody get out there and enjoy it. Arts in the Park, July 20th from 9 to 2 at the Blue River Memorial Park.